Actually, I believe the mics are up. At this time, we will reconvene and finish our work for this evening. The next item on our agenda is a policy review of four policies. We will review policies BSL-1, Global Governance Management Connection, BSL-2, Unity of Control, BSL-3, Delegation to the Superintendent, and BSL-4, Monitoring Superintendent Performance. So board members, I'm going to suggest that we just...
Your mic is on there.
Oh, somebody must turn it off.
We muted you.
That's right, I did.
Maybe I should start over. Gotta hate to do that.
No.
You got the gist of it, right?
Continue. You could hear it all? All right. So let's start. This is just a routine policy review. We do several of these each month so that over the course of a year, we have reviewed most of our policies. I'm going to suggest that we go through them one at a time. We'll start with BSL-1, Global Governance and Management Connection. Are there any proposed changes from the board on BSL-1? Hearing none, Helen, we will move on. BSL-2, Unity of Control. Hearing no proposed revisions, that will continue to be our policy. BSL-3, Delegation to the Superintendent. Any proposed modifications? Hearing none, that one will stand as JEFCO policy. And we'll go to the last one, BSL-4, Monitoring Superintendent Performance. Hearing none. Helen, that will continue to be policy. We'll now move to the addition to our agenda, which was item 2.8. This is related to the reconsideration of our charter school application from Great Works Montessori School. In accordance with Board Governance Policy GP2, Governing Style and Philosophies, the Executive Limitation Policy EL13, charter schools application and monitoring the following is brought to the Board of Education for action. On September 8th, we received the application from Great Works in accordance with all of our district policies. On October 6th, the board held a public meeting at which representatives of Great Work Montessori School presented information about the application. On November 3rd, the board adopted a resolution denying the application because the board believed that such denial was in the best interest of the district, its students, and community for reasons set forth in the resolution. On the 7th, Great Works Montessori appealed the board's decision to the state board. At the board meeting on January 12th, a resolution was discussed to conditionally approve the application. That was following the state board remanding it back to us. Then following the last meeting on January 12th, District and Great Works Montessori representatives, namely our legal counsels, continued to discuss the matters set forth in the remand from the state board and have provided the information generated in such discussions to our Board of Education. We have developed a resolution. Through the negotiation process, we were able to increase the requirements for Great Works Montessori. We honestly believe that was in the best interest of Jefferson County Schools, and frankly, and they might not like me saying this, but I think it's in the best interest of Great Works Montessori as well. Amanda and I were involved in guiding our legal counsel. Amanda, is there anything that you would like to add to what I've said?
This major change, one of the major concerns of the board was regarding budget viability, particularly because as a very small school, there was some reliance on early childhood education dollars and that there was a sense of softness to that and unpredictability in who would enroll, at what level they'd pay, and the certain dollars of district and state FTE pupil count at the kindergarten plus level. So it was negotiated that by adding an expectation of an additional 30 FTE at the K plus level, which then by April 1st, 75% of that would be 22.5, and then the letters of intent that represent predictable enrollment would be twice that. So adding 45 letters of intent at the K plus level that represents a budget that is proportionally shifted toward a little bit further toward the solid K plus enrollment was the shift in resolution from the conditions that we last saw.
And we do have a resolution in front of us that does reflect the negotiations between legal counsel of the two parties. Is there a motion related to this resolution?
I move that the Board of Education adopt a resolution conditionally approving a charter to Great Work Montessori School as entered into the record.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second. A second.
Been moved and seconded that we approve the resolution that we have in front of us for Great Works Montessori. Is there any further discussion?
I just want to clarify. So I'm listening to what you're saying in terms of increasing the proof of enrollment intent and addressing some of those factors that were lingering remaining concerns. The timelines for that, those did not change?
The April 1st timeline did not change.
Okay, so we increased the burden. I know, you sound like a lawyer, but that burden piece, but left the timeline alone.
The timeline's critical in order for the contract has to be achieved for grants to be in place and correct. I do want to comment that I think that moving to slightly stronger positioning regarding the K-plus budget dependence is healthy for that budget. And thank you. You all worked with us and then worked with us and then worked with us some more. And I think this is great footing to start out on. I'm also hopeful that it means there are some seat openings that are available to those families that are not able or lucky enough to connect at the preschool level. I have great confidence in your commitment to Montessori, and you have a very clearly articulated plan for making sure that the training and the preparation and implementation of the Montessori approach will be strong. So as you onboard students that don't necessarily have the benefit of those earliest years in the Montessori program, I think you're the right team to deliver it, and I have great confidence that that will happen.
And I just want to compliment both legal teams that the coming back together and continuing to address ongoing things rather than filing an appeal and just going through that process. I think that is the way that it's a better way to work through that process of continuing. I know we have deadlines. I know we have parameters that we have to work within, so that makes that challenging. But I do appreciate the ongoing effort to continue to get to those details that were important to us as a board that we were still struggling with.
And find a win-win.
And I guess I would like to add to that that we, you know, there were really two choices available to Great Works Montessori. One would be to appeal to the state board, and they knew they had that option. The other was to try to negotiate with us, which is an option that they were willing to choose. And I feel like the negotiation process was indeed successful. Other discussion?
We'll know after a vote.
Yes, we will, won't we? We'll know if it was successful after we vote. Helen, hearing no further discussion, roll call, please, on the resolution. And the resolution, as I understand it, has been moved and seconded to adopt a resolution conditionally approving a charter to Great Works Montessori School, dependent upon the conditions in the resolution.
Ms. Harmon?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes. Welcome to the family.
I think it's fairly obvious that some of the people in the front row are never quite sure what to expect from this board. On that note, thank you to our board and thank you to our district leadership, Dan and Cabinet. Thank all of you. We have indeed been given some difficult decisions that we will need to make decisions on in the near future to achieve goals for all of our students. Thank you to the audience members for being here. This meeting is now adjourned.